Good Monday morning, church. It's good to start this week off with you. This week we'll be beginning with Ephesians chapter 1, verses 1 through 23. Again, God's saving word for this week is faith. And today we begin reading the letter to the Ephesians. The Apostle Paul had been in Ephesus, where he preached in the synagogue and also lectured at the hall of Tyrannus, who was believed to be a teacher or the owner of the lecture hall. You can read about that in Acts 19, verses 1 through 10. The opening chapter describes the unfolding of God's plan and our relationship with God. The chapter concludes with a prayer of thanksgiving for God's wonderful blessing. So let's get after it. From Paul, who by God's will is an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, may God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ give you grace and peace. Let us give thanks to the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, for in our union with Christ, he has blessed us by giving us every spiritual blessing in the heavenly world. Even before the world was made, God had already chosen us to be his through our union with Christ, so that we would be holy and without fault before him. Because of his love, God had already decided that through Jesus Christ, he would make us his children. This was his pleasure and purpose. Let us praise God for his glorious grace and for the free gift he gave us in his dear Son. For by the blood of Christ, we are set free. That is, our sins are forgiven. How great is the grace of God, which he gave to us in such large measure. In all his wisdom and insight, God did what he had purposed and made known to us the secret plan he had already decided to complete by means of Christ. This plan, which God will complete when the time is right, is to bring all creation together, everything in heaven and on earth, with Christ as head. All things are done according to God's plan and decision. And God chose us to be his own people in union with Christ because of his own purpose, based on what he had decided from the very beginning. Let us then, who were the first to hope in Christ, praise God's glory. And you also became God's people when you heard the true message, the good news that brought you salvation. You believed in Christ, and God put his stamp of ownership on you by giving you the Holy Spirit he had promised. The Spirit is the guarantee that we shall receive what God has promised his people, and this assures us that God will give complete freedom to those who are his. Let us praise his glory. For this reason, ever since I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and your love for all of God's people, I have not stopped giving thanks to God for you. I remember you in my prayers and ask God of the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, to give you the Spirit who will make you wise and reveal God to you so that you will know him. I ask that your minds may be open to see his light so that you will know what is the hope to which he has called you. How rich are the wonderful blessings he has promised his people, and how very great is his power to work in us who believe. This power working in us is the same as the mighty strength which he used when he raised Christ from the dead and seated him on his right side in the heavenly world. Christ rules there above all heavenly rulers, authorities, and powers, and lords. He has a title superior to all titles of authority in this world and in the next. God put all things under Christ's feet and gave him to the church as the supreme Lord over all things. The church is Christ's body and the completion of him who himself completes all things everywhere. Today's key verse, Ephesians 1:6. Let us praise God for his glorious grace and for the free gift he gave us in his dear Son. Let us pray. Holy God, source of every spiritual blessing, draw me close to you. Daily remind me of your grace, which you have given me in such large measure. I praise you, Lord God, for your glorious grace. Amen. Well, that brings our time together to an end today. God bless you, and keep your eyes open for the opportunity to be used by our Heavenly Father to His praise and His glory. Amen. See you tomorrow.